1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we are at 43 degrees.
Expecting a high near 52 under mostly cloudy and breezy skies today.
City of Sheboygan's Harbor Center Master Plan, recently completed after months of surveys, interviews, and visits by a consulting firm. Go to the City Council this week on Wednesday when the council meets. It's an in-depth report. So we put together a five-part series with City Planning Director Chad Pelishek to explore it. It's a 1 to 5 year plan for revitalizing the downtown, South Pier, and riverfront.
The administration said,
well, I think there's three key assets in the master plan, and those are really the things we need to work towards. The first one is leveraging our arts, culture, and food. We've got some of the, you know, highly qualified culinary assets in our downtown. We've also have a world-class John Michael Kohler Arts Center, the Stephanie Weil Center for the Performing Arts, and the Mead Public Library. Really all within a couple blocks of each other in our downtown. So I think moving forward, we need to figure out how to leverage those and get those all three assets to kind of be the steering ground for the future. And I think, you know, moving forward with the purchase recently of the Boston store, that removes kind of this roadblock in the middle of these assets, with the thought of kind of building like a corridor and a pedestrian area to kind of tie these three assets together. And then being able to, you know, bring in some mixed-use development that may be able to foster to the arts and to the fine music and those types of careers to try to move forward and bring what we already have but take it to the next step.
Pelishek says the downtown that most of the older generation remember, with Prangies, Kreskies, Pennies, Woolworths, everything in between, all downtown is gone.
That is gone, and I think, you know, the thought of having name brand retailers in a downtown the size of Sheboygan is difficult. I mean, the city of Milwaukee, the size they are, they struggle with that as well. So I think we have to look at something else that's, you know, going to be the new wave of bringing people here, the new excitement. And I think, you know, for a community of 50,000 to have those three entities situated all in our downtown, a lot of communities, you know, are hoping to get that and are working towards getting an art center. Well, we have a well-established art center and a Weil Center for Performing Arts. So I think we just have, it's a different shift than where we've been in the past, and we just need to leverage that and embrace ourselves and know that downtowns are changing, and if we want this to be a vibrant place, this is the, you know, way we're going to have to go.
The Harbor Center Master Plan is 85 pages of suggestions and recommendations on how to achieve the vision for the downtown and surrounding area. Tomorrow, in part two of our five-part series, we'll discuss specific plans for the downtown, and we'll be posting each program, by the way, on our website at WHBL.com each day. Rusty?
Shifting our attention to the weather, spring-like weather has encompassed most of the state, but not far northwest Wisconsin. Superior and Douglas counties under a winter weather advisory from the National Weather Service until 10 tomorrow morning. Up there, a quarter inch of ice is predicted before 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight and tomorrow. Gets blown around by winds up to 40 miles an hour. Not expecting those conditions here. Maybe a stray shower later on. And temperatures, low 50s, we said, for highs. Madison could see highs above 60 for a second day in a row.
Well, Wisconsinites who tried signing up for Obamacare were stymied early today by a technical problem on the federal website at healthcare.gov. The administration's Aaron Albright said the site was down for almost 8 hours for routine maintenance, longer than the daily 4 hours, due to a network bug. Enrollment counselors, meanwhile, working overtime throughout the state today to help those who still need to sign up for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Deadline for us, 11 o'clock tonight. Those who miss it most likely will be exposed to fines to be levied when they file their 2014 income tax returns a year from now.
Good night, Malaysian 370 are the last words that were heard from a Malaysian airliner jet that disappeared more than 3 weeks ago. Malaysian officials made that announcement today. The last words were previously believed to be, "All right, good night." Neither statement is considered out of the ordinary, as pilots say goodbye to ground control in one area to greet controllers in another.
Gasoline prices have dropped in some parts of the Midwest, but not Wisconsin. AAA said the average statewide price of regular unleaded at $3.60 a gallon this morning. It's a penny cheaper than last Monday, but 10 cents more expensive than a month ago. Minnesota's got the cheapest prices among our neighbors. The Gopher State at $3.48 a gallon today.
A Sheboygan Falls woman remains hospitalized in critical condition following a collision with a milk truck last Friday. The Sheriff's Department said 30-year-old Tara Cutney went through the stop sign at County Y and FF and collided with the milk truck late Friday morning. She had to be freed from the SUV and was flown to Theda Clark Hospital in Neenah, her two children, ages 1 and 4, suffered minor injuries. The truck driver wasn't injured. Spokesperson at Theda Clark said today that Cutney is in the intensive care unit in critical condition.
At last, a trip to the big dance for Bull Ryan. Badgers basketball coach thanked the fans at the Kohl Center yesterday. Some 7,100 people turned out to welcome home the Badgers.
I just wish we could take this and put it into about 100,000 pieces and give every fan, everybody that supported us, people like you that have helped make all this possible, that fill this arena every night, fill the Kohl Center.
Badgers take on Kentucky in their Final Four matchup next Saturday night.
And we got Brewer baseball on in about a half hour's time here, opening day.
All right.
Very excited.
How about the forecast for
mostly
opening
cloudy
day?
Cloudy and breezy here, high near 52, maybe a shower tonight, low near 34.
Currently, we are at 43 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh, WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.